you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3,
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I'm here in the flesh indeed. I hope you had a great day. We're about to empower you this hour. That's what we like to do. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to American Voice Radio and Herb Talk Live. We are going to be talking about some things that are going to shake, rattle, and roll. We're going to shake up the healing process today. And we're also going to be talking about some really great herbs and some food power. We're going to be talking about red clover and some other things. So rosemary may be on the agenda. So we got some things to empower you this hour, and we do have a quack report. But before we get to that, big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for them always. God's hand of protection beyond the military and all of America. Every American citizen needs to know exactly what God wants and who to vote for president. And we got to have that majority, don't we? And we got to protect that voting process from fraud. So we've got to hit the knees and ask for that, because we got to bring America back, one nation under God. That's what we got to pray for, folks, so let's not delay. Hit the knees, pray, all the way up to and through that election process. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Thank you, Daffy. Hey, you know that the bees in the colony collapse, they're in the news. Did you hear about what new researchers have accidentally discovered? Oh, yeah. Researchers at California University, okay. This kind of like absent-minded professor at San Francisco State University, John Heffernick, professor of biology, he kind of accidentally discovered what may have been causing the colony collapse. Those honeybees, they become disoriented, and then they leave their hive, and then they die. Researchers said, just to watch them behave, it almost looks like they're like, zombies. And scientists believe it may be what's causing the colony collapse is really fly larvae. Yeah, this nutty professor kind of picked up some of these dead bees, and he's going to feed it to his praying mantis in the lab, and he forgot about them. He left them on his desk. Comes in the next morning, and there's all this fly larvae in the dead bees, because what happens is they think they figured it out. A fly deposits eggs in the bee's abdomen, and about a week later, a mature fly larvae emerges from the host through the head and thorax. The infected bee kind of moves his limbs around in a jerky limb motion, walks around in circles, leaves the hive to seek bright light, almost like he's a moth rather than a bee, and then he dies. And as many as 13 fly larvae can crawl out of a body of a dead host bee. Yeah. So what's with that? All right. I'm going to be praying for the bees. Because, they pollinate our food. We've got to have them. What else we got in the quack report? They think they figured out there's some chemicals that may be contributing to our massive weight gain, especially the fat around the abdomen part. Yeah, scientists today are finding that there's more and more evidence that is suggesting chemicals that we're using when they get in our body, they get stored in the fat cells and make us heavier in lots of ways. They say there's between 15 to 20 chemicals that have been shown to cause weight gain. And the National Institute of Environmental Health and Sciences says these chemicals, the average person already has them in their blood system. And these chemicals actually affect fetuses, babies in the womb, which means that if a mother has them in her blood and she gives them to the baby, the child, they say, is more likely to be obese. These chemicals create generational problems. So this weight gain, these chemicals, what are they? Well, they lump them into these groups: pesticides, pharmaceutical products, common plastics. They are all endocrine disruptors, and they are found in products including handbags, wallpaper, blinds, tile, air fresheners, laundry products, and numerous personal care items. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. What else we got in the quack report? When your mom told you to eat your broccoli to keep yourself healthy, boy, was she smart. Scientists are finding out how smart moms have been. The sulfur in the broccoli and other vegetables that contain sulfur, they say, hold the key to healing even genetic diseases. Yeah, scientists have long demonstrated that these types of vegetables like broccoli have antioxidant properties. They have rich amounts of vitamin A, C, and E. And they have a lot of free radical, they have a lot of antioxidants for to take care of those free radical scavengers. So a brand new clinical study, though, just released in January of this year, said that broccoli and other vegetables that are similar like Brussels sprouts and cabbage and cauliflower, actually can manipulate human genes. The broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts have been shown actually to reduce the risk of degenerative diseases and even conditions. They do have some unique organic compounds called glucosinolate, which are plant amino acids with glucose, and they also contain high amounts of sulfur plus nitrogen. So the sulfur-containing part of the plants in your broccoli actually are direct antioxidants, and the study is published in the Frontiers in Genetics Journal, if you want to look it up. And they also have some other compounds called sulforaphane. These also signal genes in the cell nucleus and activate a detoxification process. Sulfur heals. Yeah. And that's basically what herbalists have known for a lot of years. Last but not least in the Quack Report, going to go to Detroit. An editor of the Detroit News kind of got on his liberal high horse. He says that the welfare state of Detroit, where people are having babies, too many babies, according to this editor. And his editor's name is Nolan Finley. He says that the city of Detroit should not worry about adding fluoride to the water, but should add, you know, sterilants, birth control sterilizing chemicals to the water so these poor people won't propagate, won't have any more babies. Drastic recommendation about how, you know, the state of affairs should be handled by government to reduce the birth rate. But that's what's in media lately. Have you not noticed? And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Magical Engineer Frank. Oh, I got to remind everybody, coming up next week on Tuesday the 21st, Dr. Carly is going to be here, so she'll be our guest. And then don't forget, on March the 1st, Thursday, March the 1st, I'm going to be interviewing John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group out in Colorado. He's going to be joining us. On our homepage at thepowerherbs.com is the link to Dr. Banker's homepage, so you can click on that. Working with the iKit, actually, that John Monroe sent, because John's going to educate us on how we can naturally deal with vision problems, nearsightedness, farsightedness, macular degeneration, stigmatisms, you name it, and the eye kit's real important, so I've been working with it, and a lot of exercises for the eye to strengthen eye muscles, to correct vision, and so far so good. So hopefully by the time we interview him, I will have had it about 3 weeks, so of course, you know, these things take time, but I am seeing an improvement, because you get a little eye chart with it, you put it on the wall, and after you do your thing, your exercises, you check your vision. And darn, isn't it interesting, even without your corrective lenses, you can read that eye chart, even in the smaller print. So it's really neat. So mark your calendars for the 1st of March. Okay, we're going to talk about shake, rattle, and roll, because, you know, sometimes you just have to shake things up to get some good results. That's right. And Americans have gotten kind of soft in many areas. Most people don't like anything that disturbs their comfort. So unfortunately, when you are in a battle over something worthwhile, often there is a bitter pill to swallow. So I've often heard, you've often heard me say, you know, the Confucius quote, you know, good medicine always tastes bitter. So why does medicine have to taste bad? And is there some reason taste is connected to the remedy? Well, yeah. And there is a higher authority that decided that. Let's talk about these herb tonics, these herb liquids that can perk up your system, because most natural medicinal tonics will have a little bite to them. They're strong, bitter, pungent taste, actually move your metabolism and shake up sleepy organs. And because we have pretty much a love affair with sweet taste, people often will break out a jar of honey or maple syrup, or worse, and do the Mary Poppins application to get the medicine down the gullet. But this helps your taste buds tolerate the medicine, but does it change how it will work in your system? Well, yes, it does. It sure does. It will, it changes things, but it's not for the better either. Now, bitter medicines such as herb tinctures and tonics should make you kind of shake, shiver, and stomp your feet a little bit. Bold stimulation indicates that you have a potent and powerful medicinal tool at your disposal. Now, God gave some herbs bitter taste because they're packed full of these strong alkaloids and buffers, the buffer alkaloids that are generating a medicinal action. And so you have a bitter taste. There's a chemical reason for that in the system, but it's also so you don't overdo them. Well, let's talk about when you sugarcoat this stuff, because folks will tell me that they found a happy medium using some bitter herbs with some sugar coating, so they can, you know, they don't have to taste the herbs, or they don't have to taste as bad. They can tolerate them, but they wind up not getting the results they need, and they have to take mega amounts to see even small benefits. And why is that? Well, the flavoring enhancing tends to interfere with the medicinal action. Sweeteners are usually heated in order to integrate them into the product, and heat reduces the power of the medicinal compounds in herbs. Now, if herbs are not powdered correctly, they are exposed to heat as well. So if the herbs are over-powdered, they are actually considered burnt. So heat is the biggest enemy of your medicinal herbs, and if you're heating something to dissolve the sweetener, you get a problem. Now, herbs are just like fruits and vegetables. They have a time that they should be harvested. They should be harvested at their peak, and they also need to be protected from heat and light to preserve those nutrients. So we sacrifice a lot of nutrition when we mass produce products like this. Let me give you a quote from Dr. John Christopher, a master herbalist. He said, pampering taste buds takes you away from wholesome foods and even your medicinal plants. So what would be the perfect herb scenario? Well, every town should have an herbalist who grows and harvests the herbs at their peak, dries them in the shade to avoid rancidity, and produces herb formulas on a small scale, because big companies cannot afford to wait. So herbalists of old never harvested roots in the summer, because this is the time the plant needs the root system for the flowering plant and to manufacture the chemical contents. But herbalists will tend to harvest roots in the fall when the plant goes to seed and the nutrition returns to the root system. An example would be, you know, St. John's wort, which was traditionally picked on St. John's Day, which is around June 24th. And that's when the flower is at its chemical peak. After that, the nutrients will return to the root. So industrial-level productions can't wait for St. John's Day. And this is a mass-marketing, cash-crop farming kind of situation we have. And that's destroyed much of the quality, not only in your foods, but in your herb products. So if you paid someone to go out there and harvest properly at the proper time, you know, timing's important when you harvest your herbs, and to get the best quality on your plant, you'd probably pay $60 a pound, you know, to get the very best. But big herb companies, they spend about $2 a pound. So that tells you exactly what their ingredient content is. So the focus should always be superior health, not superior profits. And unfortunately, cash is king, right? So, you know, the more you know, the more you do for yourself, the better off you'll be. And what about bacteria? Well, if you decide to make your own herb products, and you're concerned about bacteria on the herbs, you can actually eliminate that problem by making your herbs into herbal tinctures. Okay, so the herb tinctures are stronger than tea, and they last almost indefinitely, and they start to work in the body in a matter of seconds. The tinctures are very potent. So you can, you know, don't worry about the storage part, because herbs usually, after a year in storage, start to lose their medicinal oils and power. So to avoid that, you can actually make them into a tincture. So if you'd like more information on how you can make your own herbal tinctures, you can pick up a copy of the Power Herbs ebook. It's just $14.99, and it's on the powerherbs.com website. So if you got email, you can get this book. It's called The Power Herbs, and it's an ebook, not a hard copy, but you will find it at the three W's dot thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And what about taste? Because, you know, the most effective and famous herb formulas of the world over, are the herbal products that were made from bitter herbs. Now, the moment your taste buds identify the bitterness in your herbs, you know what? There's a chemical signal that's sent right away from your taste buds and your mouth to your liver. So the bitter herbs are going to stimulate the liver to cleanse itself and produce more bile and increase digestive flow. So right away, there's a cleansing process that is kicked into gear. And you know what? It's a free flow of toxins out of the body. So this is important. Now, if you look in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 17, it said, "Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therein." Yeah. It's definitely true. And also, Dr. John Christopher said, we have to have the bitter to appreciate the sweet. And this is true, too. So, you know, knowledge is power. Disease, germs, and parasites can only survive in weak, waste-riddled cells in toxic conditions in your system. So the answer to not having disease or even parasites is to have a strong, healthy body, healthy cells, have a free flow of toxins out of the body, so you won't give a disease a foothold, and so you won't have those problems. So bitter herbs will move toxins and waste matter out of your system. That's right. You can purify the body, but you'll also want to avoid the foods which will pollute it. And you know the ones we're talking about, sugar, the processed foods, dairy products. So you want to avoid those mucusy, even though dairy is alkaline, it has an acid effect on the system. So you want to avoid a buildup of acid like that. Now, if you'd like to look at a full line of organ cleansing products and immune boosting products, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call Apothecary Herbs and ask for a free product catalog, or you can visit their website at thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. You have the power, you got the knowledge, you got the tools, the instructions, you got product support, you got just about everything you need to use God's good herbs. Yeah. Toll-free number for Apothecary Herbs to request your free catalog is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219. If you're outside the U.S., get a free product catalog and get familiar with your herbs. Empower yourself. Free yourself from all that dependency, all that worry, all that risk, side effects, you know, from pharmaceutical stuff. You don't know how powerful you are until you do it. Also, if you're on the website, thepowerherbs.com, don't forget to check out the Vitamin Vault if you want to stock up on immune-boosting products for a rainy day or for your cleanses even. You can do so in the section called Vitamin Vault. So you click on the item and the discount shows up. So look into that if you want to stock up and save. And one of their most popular items is the Body Foundation Food Mix. If you're looking for more energy and also a cell detoxer, boy, is that not a big bombshell to the system as far as, you know, energy, nutrition. You don't know. It's water-soluble. You throw it in juice, and you put it in the beverage of choice, fruit juice, vegetable juice, even water if you want, and you will go all day. So all plant-powered, certified organic nutrition, and that's what the body's starving for. So check that out. Okay, we're going to talk about some more foods that are going to empower you. And, you know, you got 60 trillion cells That's an approximate number of the cells in a human body, 60 trillion. And you also have billions of chemical exchanges and reactions every minute in your cells. It's like a mini universe, and we call it the human body. So you have the power actually to determine how successful these chemical exchanges are going to be, because you directly influence every single cell in your body through the foods that you put in it. Therefore, food is going to either promote health or it's going to promote disease, something the World Health Organization understands, which is why they are aggressively pursuing a global food harmonization code and infrastructure. Hey, we already got North Carolina federal agents inspecting lunchboxes at school, so hey. Well, food is going to be your medicine, so that's why they want to control it. And this will be the future category of food if the World Health Organization gets its way. In their view, if pharmaceuticals must be regulated, then food must be also. So you and I will need, according to the World Health Organization, their assistance when we self-medicate ourselves when we eat. Yeah. So rewards, punishments, oh, they're already setting that system up. They're already discussing that with the U.S. government to be included in their socialized healthcare area. So extra taxes on certain foods are going to be levied, you know, like sugar. So the federal and state level is going to discourage obesity and diabetes by, you know, they don't really care that you're obese and fat. They just want your money. But that's my opinion. I get to have it. Let's talk about some ancient foods that were used as great medicines because our ancestors, savvy. They were savvy. You may think they were unsophisticated, you know, whatever, but they were pretty, they were smarter than you think. Despite all our technology and advances in medical science, our ancient ancestors were ancient physicians, which would eat certain foods to fight disease. Now, Dr. John Potter of the University of Minnesota discovered that some ancient medicinal foods were great. The Egyptian physicians cured about 80 different diseases with cabbage. Yeah. Nearly 30 diseases with onions and garlic. And basically that was considered the holy grail of medicinal foods. Yeah, cabbage, onions, and garlic. Now, these foods actually work so well that cabbage and broccoli were grown solely for medicinal purposes. They would use it for diarrhea, headache, gout, indigestion, digestive disorders. And the Romans, they saw the value also, and then they added lentils for diarrhea and also for mood disorders. Grapes weren't always used to make wine. And they had an allotment of grapes that were stored as raisins for a variety of medicinal preparations. So currently, 75% of the world population is relying on healing power from foods and herbs. Yeah, so that's why the push to regulate and control it. Right. Now, folklore remedies were primarily responsible for lending modern science or leading modern science to discover medicinal plants. So about 2% of your pharmaceutical drugs now contain organic ingredients. The rest are synthetic. Now, 15 years ago, drugs contained 25% organic matter. So something's wrong here with man's thinking when centuries of experience is being replaced with theory and organic ingredients with petrochemicals. Something wrong with this. Now, our ancestors may not have known about microscopic germs, cholesterol, hormones. However, they didn't have to, really. Their healthcare system was different, not like ours, on the verge of collapse. You know, they didn't have that problem. See, we do have some population studies that we're going to also look at because scientists have spent a lot of time and money to discover that certain cultures have healthier people. And why is that? Because of what they eat. Now, in nearly every study of cultures, every time it pops up, where are the healthier ones? They're in the Mediterranean. And the Japanese people. When we come back, we're going to find out what that is. Be right back.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Wait.
here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about the food power. The food power, because we were right before the break talking about those population studies and the cultural studies they do year after year, and they always find that the healthiest people on the planet come from the Mediterranean area and also the Japanese people, the Asian people. And also recurring in a lot of these studies were two major maladies which were nearly non-existent. These Mediterranean people and the Asian people have almost no heart disease or cancer. And some foods produce more like a drug-like action and can prevent many health problems, including, but not limited to, clogged arteries, depression, pain, swelling, panic attacks, infertility, constipation, and many common illnesses. So if your food pharmacy has a similar or better impact as a pill pharmacy, one has to conclude that food has an extraordinary impact at preventing disease. However, the current global governing bodies want us to start thinking of our everyday foods as being in just two categories, the healthy foods as drugs requiring regulation, and the unhealthy foods as street drugs requiring an illegal status with penalties. So therefore, you can understand why a food harmonization code would need to be established and enforced, right? I'm being facetious for those of you who are new to the show. Okay, so let's look at the list. There is this mammoth-sized database called the NAPRA Alert. It's a University of Illinois in Chicago. It contains like 100,000 entries of plants grown all over the world that have pharmacological action. And why are they doing that? Well, science is kind of jealous of what God created, to be honest. There are hundreds and even thousands of chemicals in your foods, like broccoli, as you know, which have not been identified or for the purpose of making, you know, a drug out of it. You know, the sulfur in the broccoli, we already went over that. So, in other words, they haven't really invented a broccoli pill yet, but they'd love to match the health benefits to replace actually eating broccoli. See how stupid that is? Why not just eat broccoli? Right? And that's what the naturopaths said in the 1800s and the early 1900s when the AMA was getting its muscle. They went around to all the natural health schools and said, you know, all the health and natural practitioners, the herbalists, the naturopaths, and said, you know, use these petrochemical drugs. Works just as good as this herb here. And the herbalists, the naturopaths, they looked at these guys from Pharmakia, and they said, we have the herb, why aren't we just going to use that? Why do we need that drug when we already got the herb? If it's just as good, why do we need your stuff? Well, see, that was the argument, that was the problem, so they had to overcome that. So what they did is they kind of fooled all the schools that taught natural things, natural healing, to come under the AMA and be part of a one system, have you know, benefits will help one another. And what they did is they closed all the schools once they hoodwinked them all. So that's how it worked. So just eat your broccoli is the moral of the story. And there is so many chemical variables that you can consider in your foods and how they react in with our billions of cells that science is actually never going to entirely understand it. They're not going to understand the entire influence healthy food has over your body and at preventing disease. And this is why this area of study has moved food from folklore realm to mainstream medicine realm. So you want to stand and defend your health rights is what you want to do, because everybody knows now that there's a powerhouse of substances at their disposal in the foods. They just got to be smart about what foods they're eating. And so if you can make those changes, you have power. You can boost your immune system, make your body have a very strong defense against disease and viruses and bacteria. You'll find actually a full line of organic immune system enhancing and organ cleansing herbal products that the powerherbs.com has listed there. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make the products. They make them in small batches, and it's because when you get too big, you lose control of focus. It's It's all about health. It's not about profit. You know, a company needs to make a little money, but not at the expense of people's health. So go to thepowerherbs.com, ask for a free product catalog. You can do that online. You can see what they have. All the ingredients are listed there. It's a money-back guarantee. You will be amazed at how powerful you can be with real herbs that are not adulterated, that are not stripped of the nutrition that our Creator God put there. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Call their toll-free number. Get a free product catalog, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And, of course, thepowerherbs.com. My goodness, we have a lot of stuff here that we can include. So we're going to talk about rosemary. I may do red clover next time, but rosemary's kind of neat. Got a lot of history. Most people use rosemary herb for culinary purposes, and no doubt you're going to find rosemary in a majority of people's kitchens. It adds a lot of savor to your food dishes like lamb, chicken, potatoes, and breads. And it's an evergreen shrub. It's cousin to basil and oregano and hyssop. And you will find rosemary in a lot of your potpourri. It's used in religious ceremonies, and it's even used as a moth repellent. Yeah. So in ancient times, the French called rosemary basically an incense. So let's look at rosemary. It's got a lot of rich history to it. Rosemary's been around a long, long time. A lot of history shows rosemary in use as far back as 500 B.C. The Greeks and the Romans used rosemary for cooking and for medicine. And when we start with the name rosemary, we learn that it's Latin from Romarius, which means dew of the sea, because rosemary grows around the Mediterranean. And rosemary had a reputation with the ancients for improving and strengthening memory. Remember that. It strengthens memory. This would explain why Greek students actually wore garlands of rosemary around their heads. They made little wreaths around their heads, and they wore them during exam week. They thought it would help them remember their studies. So rosemary also attracts bees and butterflies. So if you put it in your herb garden, that's what you're going to see. Therefore, also the ancient beekeepers usually had rosemary around their beehives. Or they would have its cousin, hyssop, growing nearby, because that also attracts bees. Now, long before refrigeration, rosemary was a meat preservative. And our ancestors would wrap meat in crushed rosemary leaf because the oils would be released from the rosemary, and that preserved the meat. Now, the herb also gave meat a distinct and fragrant taste. And later, rosemary became a symbol of fidelity, and it was part of wedding ceremonies, also funerals, to remember the dead. Of course, you remember in Hamlet, Ophelia gave Hamlet a sprig of rosemary for remembrance, memory, remember? Okay, let's talk about the ancient medicine that rosemary offers you. The ancestors used rosemary for various ailments, such as respiratory and gastrointestinal disorders, which were the primary uses. Now, the Chinese, they would use rosemary with ginger root for headaches, indigestion, insomnia, and malaria. And it was recently discovered through DNA testing that the ancient King Tut of Egypt died of malaria and could have benefited from some ancient Chinese rosemary. Now, in the Middle Ages, rosemary became part of love charms, and if you got tapped with a little sprig of rosemary containing the blossoms, it was just symbolic that you would supposedly fall in love and marry that person. Now, our modern society has something similar called website dating. And instead of getting tapped with rosemary, it's just a click of a mouse now that sends you down possibly the marriage aisle. Now, rosemary was also placed under pillows to ward off bad dreams, and it was also planted around the home to protect you against evil spirits, witches, and whatever. By the 16th century, if you saw rosemary around the home, it meant that the house was ruled by a woman, and the man would rip it out, indicating to his neighbors that he wore the pants. Now, the British brought rosemary to the American colonies, and it was added to the American New Dispensary. So the French, they would hang bundles of rosemary in their home where there, if there was sickness, it would also be hanging in hospitals to purify the air. Later in World War II, they added juniper berries to the rosemary and burned them to cleanse the air of germs in the hospitals. Early naturopaths would not be very big users of rosemary, but it was listed in the King's Dispensary in 1898 for problems of indigestion, menstruation, and also used as a perfume. So in Central America, the folk healers use rosemary to repel insects and promote menstruation. Yeah, so you can use rosemary with garlic to repel bedbugs even. Now, there's a legend regarding rosemary. And in 1235, the legend has it that Queen Elizabeth of Hungary became paralyzed. And she sought the aid of an old hermit who soaked a pound of rosemary in a gallon of wine and let it age several days. Then he added the mixture to the queen's limbs, so he massaged it into her paralyzed limbs, rubbed it in, and it was said that it restored her. Okay, so after that, rosemary wine became the queen of Hungary's water, so she drank it all the time. And it was a treatment was used for hundreds of years to treat even gout, dandruff, baldness, and various skin problems. So the early American colonists, they actually used Hungary water for nervous conditions, female issues, strokes, and paralysis and vertigo. So what do the modern herbalists use it for? Well, herbalists today like to use rosemary. It has its ability to stimulate circulation, digestion, and the nervous system. It has also been used successfully for conditions such as headache, bad breath, and depression. So rosemary is also used externally in a relaxation balm for the muscles, probably why the queen liked it. Let's look at some of the studies. Let's see what science is saying about it. Researchers at Rutgers University in New Jersey discovered rosemary as a food preservative. It had that ability. They checkmarked that. They were able to secure a patent on that in 1987 because it has an antioxidant compound in the rosemary that helps preserve. So this preservative is used also in your cosmetics, in your perfumes, in insect repellent, in plastic food packaging. Wow. So in the ancient world, rosemary was used as a preservative in wine and meat, but here we're using it also as a food preservative. So food will spoil, especially your meat, due to the fat content in it, which tends to oxidate and becomes rancid. But rosemary has potent enough oils in it to prevent that oxidization process from starting. Scientists compared rosemary's preservative effect to chemical food preservatives like BHT and BHA, and you can mix rosemary into hamburger meat, into tuna fish, pasta, and potato salad, and it's going to stay fresher longer. So rosemary held its own with those toxic chemical preservatives of BHA and BHT, so, you know, when in doubt with the preservatives, do the rosemary. And it's also a bacteria buster, rosemary, they found. It contains a compound which inhibits microorganisms in food and in the human body, which can cause infection. And this is why the ancients would rub crushed rosemary or use rosemary oil on cuts or injuries. It's similar to a modern-day Neosporin, basically. And so you can apply fresh or dried rosemary in this way. So how does it help the digestion? Well, the ancients and the naturopaths and the herbalists all used rosemary to help digestion. So how did they do that? Rosemary relaxes the smooth muscles lining the digestive tract. It has an antispasmodic action. So if you've got cramping or spastic colon, rosemary can help. It's excellent for those with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. So the Germany Commission in Germany, which is kind of similar to our FDA, it approves the use of rosemary for all digestive problems, It also will kill unwanted microbes in the digestive tract, but will leave the good bacteria. So that's cool. So what about congestion? Well, because of rosemary's ability to improve circulation and to stimulate nerves, it's also helpful to relieve nasal and chest congestion from colds, flu, and allergies. So you can actually layer your rosemary with your other herbs that you would use for those types of conditions. It's awesome. And the female issues were also listed. Rosemary helps with menstruation because it will relax the uterine muscle and the smooth muscles there that tend to cramp up during menstruation. Italian researchers report that they discovered that the nerve-stimulating properties of the rosemary can also cause uterine contractions, so you do not want to use rosemary if you're pregnant and you don't want to miscarry or have the baby too soon, so FYI. And, of course, there is that cancer. You know, they said it's very beneficial for cancer. Well, recently rosemary was tested to see if it had any benefits against cancer. The Pennsylvania State University tested high levels of rosemary in their lab on animals to see if the antioxidants in rosemary protect you from cancer cells. They reported that the rats which were given rosemary were protected from the cancer-causing chemicals that they administered to the test group. So the rats not given rosemary got cancer, and the ones that had rosemary did not. But you do want to use caution with rosemary oil. If you take it internally, it can cause stomach upset, it can irritate the kidneys, and also cause intestinal irritation. So rosemary oil is a little different animal. You should follow product guidelines if you're using rosemary oil, because extreme doses, you don't want to go there. You can overdose on that. The FDA has rosemary on their safe list, their GRAS list, but they ask pregnant women to avoid using the herb. So obviously rosemary has many benefits in addition to improving your memory. So you're going to find certified organic rosemary along with ginkgo biloba in a product called Brain Concentrate to help with memory. Ginkgo is great for memory, but you got to have some circulatory herbs with it along with rosemary to get it to work in the brain. So you're going to find that at Apothecary Herbs. They have that formula called Brain Concentrate. So if you keep forgetting where you put your car keys, or if you got somebody who's forgetful, can't remember your birthday or anniversary, you may want to get them some Brain Concentrate. And it's around $20. So check it out at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. Well, guess what? I went through that a little faster than I thought, so we do have time to cover red clover, so let's do that. You know, as children, most of us are familiar with clover. It was in our yards, the green grassy look, and then you had the four-leaf clover, and then you had red clover. So why all the fuss over clover? Because a lot of people don't like it in their yards. Well, according to legend, each leaf of a clover represents something. So, you know, if you found a four-leaf clover, that was, I guess, more rare than a three-leaf clover. So the leaves represented hope, faith, love, and luck, apparently. So the three-leaf shamrock clover is a symbol of St. Patrick's Day, and it tends to represent the Holy Trinity. And there are about 10,000 three-leaf clovers for every four-leaf clover you find. So clover can have more than four leaves. And the most ever recorded on a clover was 21 leaflets. Now, we were told that clover with four leaves would bring us good luck. In reality, it's the three-leaf clover that offers the human body more than luck itself. So let's talk about our red clover. So when I talk about clover, the red clover is the kind you find in your backyard. Red clover has a very long history of medicinal use, so long, in fact, that the pharmaceutical companies are jealous. Red clover is one of the oldest agricultural crops, and it has at least a 100-year-old track record for treating things like cancer, which is still somewhat controversial by the health authorities. Now, the Greeks, the Romans, the Celts, they all used red clover, and it has a very long religious history as well. The Romans liked the three-leaf red clover because of its symbol of the Trinity. The Irish made the three-leaf clover their shamrock symbol, and later it became a model for the suit of clubs on your deck of playing cards. And in the Middle Ages, the red clover was used by the occult as a mystical charm, and the church used it to ward off witchcraft. And the Russian folk medicine, they actually like it too. They list the red clover to treat asthma. The Chinese use it to make herbal expectorants. And red clover has been used by cultures all over the world in topical salves for skin sores and even for eye infections. So down through the centuries, red clover gained other uses, like for inflammation, as a diuretic, as a sedative, and cough suppressant, and even for cancer. Well, let's talk about how clover entered the AMA medicine realm, because it did so in the 19th century. The naturopaths were adopting red clover to use against pertussis or whooping cough viruses. Red clover seemed to have the ability to soothe and to soothe the cough, and it was listed in the King's American Dispensary in 1898. So the clover was listed as an excellent herb for the use of decongestant-type congestions like coughs, bronchitis, tuberculosis. So the naturopaths were endorsing the use of red clover as an effective agent against the spread of cancer. And red clover was an ingredient in the infamous Henry Huxley's cancer treatment. Later in the 20th century, though, red clover was a popular ingredient in the patented medicines called trilumium compounds, which were used to treat skin disease like syphilis and TB. So red clover has maintained its use in the national formulary, the pharmacist reference, up until about 1946. And it was a wonder that it was listed there, since American Medical Association, that council decided that red clover was a herb of no medicinal properties whatsoever back in 1912. So they were just dismissing red clover as non-effective and worthless. But it is. It's a blood detoxifier. It is awesome, and you can use it for eczema, psoriasis, and also to cleanse cancer cells from the blood. And you can do that by contacting the folks at Apothecary Herbs and checking out their blood cleanse formula. And give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663, or you can visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. I don't have time to go over the particular studies, the scientific studies recently on red clover. They're awesome, but maybe next time. I got to go, but you know what? You can stay, because Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin's up next. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from licensed medical physicians before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.